Well, hello there. It's been a while. This is Carrie from TPS Radio. It might sound a little different. I'm out in nature today in a completely different city, but I have my trusty computer and I have my internet signal, my Wi-Fi, and I'm going to take you on a tour. So if you log on to USPS.com, and in the top right-hand corner, you see a little search area. If you put in the word postmaster, the first thing in search you can click on is that link to find the postmaster in your city. But while doing so, I was looking up the postmaster in Seal Beach, one of the best post offices in the country. And then I noticed this link where you can look up the various post offices. Now, what captured my attention is you can look up the post offices by the discontinued date. So I just decided to use the date that the span where Louis DeJoy came on board. The current postmaster, postmaster general above all of the postmasters and post offices in the United States. And he started June 15th, 2020. And if you put in today's date, you'll see that the list stops, the record stops on August 15th, 2022. So how many have been discontinued since then? Is it a record amount? Well, 102 entries were from June 15th, 2020 to August 15th, 2022. So I decided, well, let's just look up and see how many were closed, or are they dismantled, or are they sold? Louis DeJoy, a.k.a. LDJ Global Strategies, is with his previous business New Breed, has companies all over the country, and he's invested in trains, planes, other flying objects, trucks, of course. The company that his father started was all about trucking, and it may come down to trucking once again, as all of these post offices that serve, especially the farming communities and the elderly, the people that no longer drive, that won't be able to go pick up their mail 10 times further away, that no longer will have carriers coming to their door. Carriers, by the way, that are being robbed since Louis DeJoy started and the OIG, Office of Inspector General, memo came out to the public basically about how easy it is to steal keys, rob carriers of keys. They'll just hand them over, right? They're not supposed to fight. Well, I'm actually in the city where I reported two whole zip codes compromised because the keys were stolen and they were never, they were replaced with duplicate keys, but how does that keep the mail safe? I'm once again repeating the USPS OIG key report. Check it out. August 2020, after that was released, you can see the increase of carriers being robbed. Just go onto YouTube and the news stations across the nation, their clips are on there. I'm not lying. The facts are right there. Ask your friends that live in these cities how their mail is. Ask people in Las Vegas in a certain zip code that have to go to the post office to pick up their mail for over a year now. This is happening across the country. This is Postmaster Louis DeJoy ruining the post office from the inside out. But let me get back to fun with numbers. Go in and put in the dates to find a post office by the discontinued date. Use the span of June 15th, 2015, when Megan Brennan was a Postmaster General. And she wasn't wanted. And but she did sign the very first 5-year plan. Who's calling me here? Hi, I'm in the middle of my latest podcast. Let me call you right back. Okay, bye. All right. So anyway, let me get back to where I was. June 15, 2015. Okay. So in 2015, the very first Delivering for America plan was signed. And that was by one of the people that got Louis DeJoy into the post office. And that was in 2015. And that was a 5-year plan. But there was probably a big roadblock put in there because Mrs. DeJoy, aka Aldona Vuz, was in the midst of redoing something with she was with DHHS, Department of Health and Human Services, in Georgia in 2015. Do you remember she mismailed 49,000 Medicaid cards belonging to children, minors? It may have been a little, I think, since the DeJoys are in with the Lockheed Martin and the whole who makes our sensors and the, you know, sorting machines and all of that. You know, maybe it was a test run on how well the computers, the machines pick up mail and packages. Maybe the whole idea is to get things through without any detection at all. Like those letters that were found last year, I saw posted in our Facebook group where there was no address. Children, this is serious business, people. You better do something. I've been squawking about it consistently for a while now. And I'm falling on deaf ears. Crows hear me. We need politicians to listen to you. Share your experiences. I remember coming full circle when I answered the phone and the girl whose check was washed when she mailed it out from her secure apartment building outgoing mail slot was from the same exact zip code that I reported compromised over a decade ago. And you know what's so funny? I heard a gang actually compromise that zip code 5 years before. And the mayor knows about it. The current mayor and the previous mayor of this city. All right. Well, I'm going back to prepping for answering the phone calls. We have, let's see, I think last time I reported about 25% of the calls coming in about the same bogus tracking number ending in 7883. It's a 22-digit number. And people, of course your birthday's coming up, and so is that holiday. And of course you ordered a package. But can you please go to where you ordered it from, get the correct tracking number, and look it up on USPS.com before you give a scammer all the pieces to your puzzle, your name, address, email, and the highest number of credit cards somebody put in that I've spoken to is 5 from 5 different banks. So that caller had to go as soon as we hung up and call the 5 different banks to change her account number or at least her credit card number. If that was me, I would just change to credit union. How many scam texts is she going to get regarding her bank? And she won't know if it's real or not. Her banks, plural. I remember getting scams about Amazon before I even joined. I didn't join for years just because of that. Same thing with eBay. So you really need to check your stuff, people. Don't be gullible. There are scams coming through emails, phone calls, texts. You really have to watch out. So enjoy the sounds of your own city. We've got planes. We've got sirens. And that's the chain of this huge dog I'm trying to teach how to roll over. Before I start answering, I'm going to say 32, 35% of these bogus scamming phone calls today. And the change of addresses that don't go through. And you know what happens when they don't? These people that are becoming homeless, that can't change their address, they're still getting their emails showing what's going to their old address, which may be yours or the address that someone you knew, know, that recently moved in the past few years since informed delivery's been around. So it's up to them to unsubscribe. And from what I understand, it's not at the bottom of the informed delivery email, which I don't have. All right, everyone, that's a little update. Another fun with numbers I did. Yeah, it's just go on to USPS.com and just play with how much things cost. Just do your from your zip code to the same zip code, like you're going to send something next door. Have fun with it. Put in express. See how much express is. How long is it going to take? 2 days? Oh, one last thing. Remember, we no longer really have airmail in the U.S., right? Most of the mail traveling by planes have been grounded, so everything's by truck now. And who owns the trucking industry? Who owns the supply and demand, the food chain, supply chain? It all comes down to movement of these products. And if they're not easily accessible, who's going to control what you put in your mouth and what you put in your bank? See how cash is going away? If I tried to park in a public tourist attraction and you can't pay with cash on the way out, just like when you go into the post office, you have to stand in line if you're going to pay cash because those machines that are right there locked up when it's closed, they don't allow cash. And I get phone calls from people, postal customers that don't have a credit card or debit card, or they did, and they're very well off, but their whole identity has been stolen. Why? Because those criminals that have duplicate keys just go in the mailboxes and vandalize and take, and they ruin people's lives. Imagine being a senior, expecting to live your last days calmly and happily, and not worried about the future and your money. And maybe the whole idea is that paper in general goes away, paper money. And everything has to go digital. Guess where DeJoy's digital programs come into play? His scholarships to people, to students at a North Carolina, University of North Carolina. Look up the country Estonia. E-Estonia is a nickname where you can establish e-residency and an e-business without stepping into the country. Doesn't that sound convenient for millionaires, billionaires, and people that surpass that list without the media even recognizing it? All right, now I'm sounding a little sinister. I'm going to go teach the dog how to roll over and get back to life, back to reality.